school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Jared Sluppy with you. Apologies for the late start, but we are here on the air. Rossville with the first drive of the game. And on the second play of the game, on 2nd and 11, run to the right side, goes virtually nowhere. That was Tayson Horrock. And that will make it 3rd down and 12. Rossville and Nemaha Central, second round of the playoffs. 5-4, Bulldogs kind of been up and down this season. As for Nemaha Central, looking to preserve their perfect year, they are 9-0. So from the right hash, 3rd and 10, dropping back to pass, Horrock. He's going to run with it, and he'll be hit at the 35 and taken down for a gain of about 4, but it will be 4th down and manageable. They'll go ahead and punt it away. So let's kind of set the scene here. As we, as mentioned, I apologize. That was completely my fault for us joining a little bit late for you. But taking a look at these two. These two are very familiar with each other. This is their 4th straight meeting between these two teams in the playoffs. Rossville has won 2 of those 3 games, including last year and 2020. Nemaha Central won the 2019 meeting 29-21 in overtime. So here's the punt away from Brock Bush. And roll inside the 40 down to the 37. So that's where the Thunder will get their first drive of the game. Go and keep it right here. Can I just keep you, kind of give myself a little bit of a breather here? Get ready for this one. Thunder are 1-5 against the Bulldogs since 2013, with all meetings being in the playoffs. And 4 of those games were won by 10 points or less. So you know that tonight's game is going to be a good one. And 3 of those 4 meetings have actually been right here in Seneca. Saw some snow on the ground while I was coming here. Thought we were in the clear of that until December, but I guess not. So here we go, 1st and 10 for Braden Uphouse, Cooper Hike, and the Nemaha Central offense has been so dynamic all season long. Hand off, left side, and just bulldozing his way is Cooper Hike, the senior, getting to the 41-yard line for a gain of 4. Cooper Hike, what a season he's had. Over 1,500 yards on the year, 31 touchdowns, and he picks up 4 to start the game. The 2nd down and 6, 9:38 to go in the opening quarter. Acacia Covered had this team number 1 in the state, Rossville and the others considered. Here's a run up the middle towards the A-gap on the right side, and that'll be a gain of a couple, maybe 3, making it 3rd down and 3. Cooper Hike, just one of those guys that'll just take it up the gaps and keep those legs moving, churn and churn for 3, 4, and turn that into a 10-yard gain. And now we have a flag on the play to take a timeout before the delay of game penalty. We'll see. They're actually going to say it's offsides. So that'll be an automatic 1st down, a bit of a break for Nemaha Central. And Uphouse was actually calling for a timeout right before that was snapped, and they didn't get the timeout, but they get the penalty yardage. So, 1st and 10, now from their own 49-yard line, hand up left side for Hike. Gets to midfield, runs over a guy, and there he goes down the near sideline to the 35 and taken out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Gain of 16, Cooper Hike. That's 3 carries for some very good yardage for Cooper Hike. Another 1st down. They're already inside Bulldog territory, Rossville. They're trying to get a three-peat for the 2nd time in head coach Derek Amos' career. Here's a handoff. Hike bounces to the outside on the far right side, and he'll get to the 36-yard line and be taken down there. Actually, mark him down at the, beg your pardon, I had my lines mixed up there. It's down at the 32, so again, it's 3. 4 carries, 26 yards for the senior, Cooper Hike. Last week in their 74-6 win versus Pleasant Ridge, 7 carries, just 82 yards and 2 scores, but I mean, they didn't really need to run him too much, and his brother Carter actually had 2 carries, 2 touchdowns, 68 yards. He is certainly the future of this team once his brother graduates next year. throw is low from up house, intended for Hike. It was very close to being a lateral. They call it a forward pass, so incompletion for Brayden Uphouse. And as for Uphouse, last week he was 5 for 7, 67 yards, touchdown and a pick for their quarterback. So we get 3rd and 6, 8:09. I say 3:09 left. That'd be blazing fast game, but we are just about halfway through quarter number one here in the regional round of our playoffs. And off up the middle, Hike bulldozes his way, and looks like he's close to first down. He's got it. He did the 25. He gets to the 22, and they'll move the chains. Gain of 10. This looks to be likely to be a big Cooper Hike game, as it pretty much every single week has been so far this season. In kind of a sloppy, kind of gross weather game, it's going to be the team with the best ground game that'll win this one. 1st and 10 from the 22 of Rossville, bouncing to the near side, and again running through tacklers to the 10, dragging now tacklers inside the 5, down to the 3-yard line. Hard to believe that Cooper Hike was not the workhorse back just a year ago. And he has really shown up and shown out here in 2022, leading his legacy. He can cap off his legacy with a deep run in the playoffs this season. Number 2 team in the K-Preps poll. As mentioned, number 1 Acacia covered. Certainly have a chance to make a deep run in these playoffs this season. 1st and goal from the 2. Only one non-run in this drive from Cooper Hike. It was an incompletion from Uphouse. And it will be a handoff, left side Hike, and he marches into the end zone for the 2-yard touchdown. It's just been that easy all season for Cooper Hike. Omaha Central strikes first. See if they go for 2 or try to kick the PAT. They come from their huddles with 6:58 left to go in the first quarter. 6-0, Omaha Central with his first strike of the game. Line up with everybody split wide, including the everyone in the line of scrimmage except for the center. And they'll, looks like they're actually going to snap it, and they will. Trick play, slipping and falling up house, and he's not going to get the 2-pointer. But they get the first touchdown of the game. We'll go and step aside for a break. You're listening to our Game of the Week here brought to you by Purdue State College. It's 6-0 in Omaha Central here on KMZA.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Purdue State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Purdue State College at purdue.edu.
KMZA.
Right out of the break, not much of a return for Rossville. They get to the 26-yard line. 2-yard touchdown run for Cooper Hike with 6:58 left to go here in quarter number one. Your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. So Rossville, they went 3-and-out on their first drive. See if they can turn things around and possibly even this thing out. Back on the field, Camden Horrock, the junior, standing at 6 foot, 180 pounds. A little over 1,100 yards over the air so far this season and 850 on the ground as he takes this carry to the 27-yard line, so a gain of just one. So catcher on, Trenton Barker in the backfield with him. Braden Hensley, Jack Donovan, Aaron Kleesath as wide receivers. Brock Bush, Sean Cunningham, Blake Jackson, Barrett Leitz, and Jacob Carver on that offensive line from left to right. Man in motion. That is Tayson Horrock. And said it's going to be a keeper for Camden. And goes for not much. Maybe got another yard there. So make it second down. Third down and eight. Nemaha Central defense has been very good this season. Everyone talks about this offense, but the defense has been fantastic as well. Seventeen forced turnovers, 5 fumbles, 12 interceptions on the year. Quick throw near side, incomplete. Tenant target was Hensley. And that's another 3 and out. Unless they try to go for it. Doesn't look like they will, so they'll punt it away once again. Back to return, Gavin Kane. Team's leader in receiving yards, 406 of those this season. However, it doesn't lead the team in receptions as his punt, not a very good one. It stops at the Rossville 41-yard line, so good field position. This next drive is actually Wade Leonard who leads the team in receptions. He has 20 of those on the year. See if they need them much today with, again, as mentioned, it's a cold, very wet evening here in Seneca. Well, pretty much everywhere in the state, seems like. That big block of rain that's just kind of been dumping a bunch of precipitation down everywhere across the Sunflower State. Moving up some of our games, including Axtell. Their game was scheduled for Friday, but they moved it up to last night. So we first and 10 from the Rossville 41-yard line. Here's a handoff left side. It's Cooper Hike, and he bounces off some tacklers, gets to the 30 and taken down there. Another good run for Cooper Hike. And that will be a gain of 12 for Hike, and that moves the chains. Sorry, the 8th carry of the game for Hike. 69 yards and a touchdown. They're going to split 3 out wide to the near side, one to the far. Hike in the backfield. Coach Glassick signaling for Hike to go to the far side, and he's already got a bunch of mud and a bunch of gunk on his pants already, so he'll get another carry. He jukes to the outside and can't get to the outside. It'll be taken down for a big loss. Bulldog sideline is fired up. He gets thrown down to the 34-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 5. That'll set up second and long. Got a final score already. Lebo defeating Frankfort at home 46-0. So the Wildcats season comes to an end. They got a good thing going there with Wes Anderson, their new starting freshman quarterback. Unfortunately, their season does come to a bitter conclusion this evening. Second and 15 for the Thunder. Man in motion is Kane, the senior wide receiver. So he'll hand it off to Hike, and he's not going to get much there either. He'll gain maybe 3. That makes it 3rd down and 12. Maybe 13. It will be 13. So he'll give 2 instead of 3 there. Other games in our area across the state at this level. Riley County and Sabetha. Winner will take on, how about the Caney Valley Bullpups down southeastern Kansas making a sectional round. Got to call some of their football a few years ago. Very fun team down there. Uphouse takes a handoff, tries to keep it himself. Gets away from one man. Now he's looking to throw across his body, and that's going to be caught by Hike. But it looks like he's maybe a yard short of the first down marker. He's down at the 20-yard line. It's a gain of 12. What a play by Braden Uphouse. Looked like it was a quarterback design run. And they were going to give him the first down. That's a very good spot from the officials in favor of Nemaha Central. They're going to spot him actually down at the 19-yard line. That gives them just enough for the first. They're going to hustle up to the line here. Gavin Kane split out to the far side. To the near side, that's Aiden Brockstrom. He has a touchdown, 82 yards and 5 catches so far in 2022. Uphouse, hands off. That goes to the short side, and he is taken down for a gain of 3, maybe 2. His 11th carry of this game already. And they'll say it's 2nd and 8. First drive of the game for Nemaha Central resulted in a Cooper Hike touchdown. Only one play during that drive wasn't a Cooper Hike run. It was a Braden Uphouse incompletion. They have one Braden Uphouse throw in this drive. It was a 12-yard, make that 13-yard completion on a 3rd and long. Here's a throw towards the end zone from Uphouse, looking for Kane over the shoulder, and it's through his hands, incomplete. It was a good look. Kane couldn't haul it in. And again, it's just that, I think it's just that rain making the ball so slippery. It's kind of hard to, even on throws like that where they're so well placed, making a tough over-the-shoulder grab makes it that much more difficult with the ball being so slick. That makes it 3rd down and 8 with 1:56 to go in the opening quarter. 6-0 Nemaha Central in front. And your scoring update is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Take a look at the 2A bracket here in a few minutes during our halftime reports. Deep dive into this game as well. Here's a run up the middle. The quarterback design run by Uphouse, and he's taken down at the, looks like the 6-yard line. That's where the near side official has him down at. Makes his first and goal. Another opportunity for Nemaha Central. You're early in this one. Uphouse is in the gun. Hike is in the backfield with him. Wade Leonard is there as well. Hike to the left side. Leonard blocking for him to the left side. Can he get there? Yes, he can. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. 6-yard touchdown run for Cooper Hike. That is his 2nd of the day. It's 12-0 for the Thunder. This Rossville team, as mentioned, had a bit of a rough start to the season, but since has gotten on a little 3-game winning streak and dominating those games as well. But now, of course, facing their toughest opponent since that 3-game stretch. They're going to go for 2, Uphouse in the gun. And they're going to hand off right side Hike and try to bulldoze his way in, and looks like he is short. So it'll stay 12-0. And we'll keep an eye on that moving forward if Rossville does start to get their offense going. We'll go ahead and take a break. 12-0 in Nemaha Central here on our Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Cooper Hike already gets his 2nd rushing touchdown of the day. With 1:20 left in the first quarter, it's 12-0 Nemaha Central. Jared Sluppy with you. Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College. Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Back to return is Cade P. Ryan and Seth Catron. And this one will be returned from inside the 10-yard line, gets to the 15 and gets destroyed, excuse me, the 25, beg your pardon. And that is where the Bulldogs will take over. Well, normally that's who's back to return. That was actually Taysom Horrock who returned that one. He's been getting quite a bit of playing time so far, and I listed in the starting lineup that Coach gave me. Coach Hammes, as mentioned, is so incredibly dominant at both 3A a few years ago and now 2A. I mean, he had a three-peat in 2011, 12, and 13. And during that stretch, only lost one game. Handoff, right side. Taysom Horrock gets around one defender and taken out of bounds at the 29-yard line. I think it's a 30. Yeah, and that also that stretch where they went back-to-back in 2020 and 2021, didn't lose a single game during that stretch either. Get more crazy with those Coach Hammes numbers here in just a little bit. Hand off left side, and that will be taken for a gain of a couple. That one is taken by Camden Horrock. Make it third and five with less than a minute to go. So Horrock has a man in motion. It's his brother, and Camden will keep it. The quarterback goes to his left side, and he's going to get maybe one, and I'll make it fourth down. And with 33 seconds left, looks like they're going to bring the punt unit back on the field once again. So now it's been three and outs for this Bulldogs offense. Gavin came back to return this one once again. If I would have had time to have a pregame, and again, that's my fault. Apologies on that. But I definitely would have said that this is going to be all on the running game for both of these two teams with the weather being so gross. This is a true grass field here at Nemaha Central High School. And are they going to get this kickoff? Looks like they will not. That is the end of the first quarter. Our score, Nemaha Central, leads at 12-0. We'll send us a break. We'll be right back here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
12-0. Nemaha Central leading Rossville after one. We flip the field. Bulldogs will have the ball to start this drive. Excuse me, they're going to punt it away to Nemaha Central. My mistake. I forgot where we were at. As that first bounce is going to land at the 36-yard line, roll all the way to the 19-yard line, and that is where Nemaha Central will start their next drive. So we do flip the field, as mentioned, as we get you to one more score that we got from over the break. Wetmore, how about the Cardinals? They continue their season. They defeat Burton 63-7. That game starting at 6 o'clock, so Wetmore will have to take on Cunningham, with the number one team in the state, and that is going to be a challenging one, to be sure. Wetmore's lone loss is coming to a team in Nebraska, and Waverly, who was unbeaten. It was a close game. It was a one-score loss for the Cardinals. So now Nemaha Central get the ball to start this drive from their own 19. Up house. Option left side. He'll flip it to Hike. Not much room to run out there. He'll be taken out of bounds at the 22 for a gain of 3. They ran that option to the short side of the field. So the first quarter, Hike had 12 carries for 74 yards and 2 touchdowns. And that one he goes for I was looking at the wrong line yet again. That was for a one-yard loss, being a little bit lower to the ground. Kind of difficult to tell the line sometimes when they're towards the end zones. But, again, that was a one-yard loss, not a four-yard gain. So, from their own 18, second and 11. 11:43 to go in this second quarter. Hand off. Hike up the middle, has a hole, hits a man, drives his legs, and takes it down to the 24-yard line. So a good solid gain of 6 after the 1-yard loss. Omaha Central made that first quarter look just so easy, with Hike just running the ball continuously, only 2 passes from Uphouse during that entire first quarter. We're talking about 10th-year head coach Derek Amos, 101-19, got his 100th win 2 weeks ago against Morehill Mount. So that's an 84.2% winning percentage in his career. But his playoff record is actually better than that. He is 31-3 in the playoffs. That is a 91.2% winning percentage in the playoffs. It's unprecedented. A little bit of a low snapper up house. He fields it, gets away from one man, throws near side. That ball is going to be caught, falling to the ground at the 31-yard line is Wade Leonard. That one was caught at the 31. So that is a gain of 9, and that is enough to move the chains. .10:35 to go in quarter number 2. For Michael Glatzik's group, his second year at the helm. Having a pretty solid start to his tenure, especially with this season. Hand off right side, Hike, not much room there. Glatzik 16-3 in his tenure here at Omaha Central so far. A lot more wins to come, that's to be sure. The next year they'll have Carter Hike step up, freshman. Will he possibly be the quarterback? He's listed as the backup, possibly have a chance to immediately have a big impact right away. He's 6 of 10 over the air, 79 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also has over 220 rushing yards. He's actually the second leader on the team in rushing yards. He's going to air it out downfield. He's got Kane. He's got him in stride at the 40. He bobbles it, but hauls it in all the way down at the 32-yard line. From the 32 to the 32. Gain of 36. And that's a first down. Big time strike by Braden Uphouse. Saying, hey, just because it's wet doesn't mean I can't throw the ball still. Gavin Kane, 3 touchdowns on the year. That is his 19th reception. Over 400 receiving yards. Leads the team. Handoff up the middle. Hike gets to the 25. Bulldozes the man. Stays on his feet, and he is gone! Touchdown, Omaha Central! From 32 yards away, and Omaha Central already rolling away with this one with 9:14 to go in quarter number 2. Could not ask for a better start if you're Coach Glatzik. 3 and outs and 3 touchdowns. This has been a perfect game so far for Omaha Central. That's an 81-yard drive. Hopes to convert their first 2-point conversion of the game. It's Uphouse under center, in the gun, throw near side, and that is over the head of Kane and incomplete. So it will stay at 18-0. We'll send it to break. Omaha Central rolling so far. Here in our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
18-0, Omaha Central rolling so far. Cooper Hike, 3 touchdowns already with 112 rushing yards on 16 carries. Jared Sluppy with you. Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Here's a kickoff by Connor Dieters. Turn at the 16-yard line, up the right side, and he's got room to run. He's at the 45 and taken down at the 47-yard line. Fantastic return. That'll set up Rossville with their best field position so far, but as of right now, it hasn't mattered. Three and outs for all three drives. 9:08 to go in quarter number two. This game is starting to slip away from Rossville early. They need to get a score right here to keep themselves in it. Empty backfield. Hamden Horrock. Cross back to pass. Throw far side. That's batted down at the line of scrimmage by Jacob Hart. Excuse me. Beg your pardon. Had the wrong 76. Eighth Hilbert. The junior has 22 tackles and 3 tackles for loss. And that defensive front has been so good this season. Getting TCLs left and right. They have 66 of them on the season. That's 7.3 tackles per loss per game. And here's a run up the middle. Quarterback design run, and it'll go for 1 yard. And it's a third down and 9. Peters with the tackle on that play. Horrock is 0 for 2 so far. The third and 9. From their own 49-yard line. Horrock is immediately taken down for a sack. Holden Bass, the junior, gets his third sack of the season. His 8th tackle for loss. And it's 4th and long for Rossville. That's a loss of 7, making it 4th and 16. And if they were able to get a chuck play there, but not get a first down, might have considered maybe going for it, possibly, trying to stay in it. But losing 7 yards... back to your own 42, didn't really have an option. Got to punt it away yet again. That's 4-3 and outs to start this game. And they have a timeout called by Coach Glatzik. Go ahead and step aside, 4:30, 18-0, Nemaha Central leading Rossville. Regional round of the playoffs here in our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
The Nemaha Central defense gets their 4th 3-and-out in a row to start this game. They have just been unbelievable so far on both sides of the ball. On the season, Nemaha Central outscoring its opponents 485-87, getting nearly 400 yards of offense combined, averaging 54 points per game and only giving up 9.7 points per game. Here's a bobble snap at the punt, but just barely getting it off. And he'll be picked up by Kane. He's up to 25, and he's only going to get about 2 yards after that. Taken down at the 27-yard line. Last possession starting at the 19-yard line, so not really mattering as of right now where Nemaha Central has started with the ball. Nemaha Central looking for their first state title since 2019, and they are looking good right now. If this is the team that they can put out on the field consistently week out here in the playoffs, it's going to be a tough team to stop. Don't want to get ahead of myself, but just looking at the bracket here. After this game, you get the winner of Osage City and Humboldt. Certainly a winnable game there for the Thunder. And then after that, you'll likely get the winner of that Riley County Sabetha game in the sub-state round to get to the state title game, which most likely will be southeast of Saline. They're certainly the favorite to come out of that western bracket. So if you win this, you kind of control your own destiny up to the sub-state round, and then certainly possibly to the state championship game come late November. I'm out on the field. We'll go keep it here. 7:50 to go here in this first half. Rossville, and Nemaha Central. They're kind of just going more into the numbers from Rossville. I mean, just how dominant they've been. This is their fifth straight playoff trip. And, I mean, you talk about how dominant they've been in the playoffs, as mentioned. Coach Ham is 31-3 in the playoffs, 5 league titles, 5 state titles, and he's looking for his second three-peat of his tenure here at Rossville. And, by the way, had the wrong years, and his first three-peat was actually 13, 14, and 15. Then, of course, 2021, looking for 22. But right now, behind 18-0 with less than or more than halfway to go in the second quarter. This year is actually the most losses they've had since 2017 in that bizarre 2-7 season they had. And it's the second most in his tenure. Handoff, right side, Ike. Not much doing that time. Gain of a couple, maybe it's second and eight. He already has 114 rushing yards on the day, 17 carries, 3 touchdowns. From their own 31-yard line. Offense looking over to the sideline. Coach Glassick getting them the play calls, and now they'll go ahead and jot on out there. Rockstroman going out to the far side. King to the near side. 2 men in the backfield. Leonard and, of course, Cooper Hike. Hand it off to Hike. He's going into a slew of people. He's taken down at the 32-yard line. Might have only gotten one of that play. Excuse me, one of that play. I don't say he got two, so mark him down at the 33. Third in a long six. Looks more like third and 7. 6:45 to go in quarter number 2. If the Thunder can get a score here, certainly things would start to be leaning already towards a Thunder victory. In the gun, Uphouse. Take the snap, only Hike. And it's going to be a throw for Uphouse. Looking to the far side, thrown over the middle, and that's thrown behind his intended target, Gavin Kane, incomplete. And that'll be a 3-and-out for the Rossville defense. First stop of the game for the Bulldogs. And one that is very much needed. But again, got to get some first downs for the offense, which they have not been able to do yet. No first downs yet for Rossville halfway through this first half. Excuse me, halfway through the second quarter, beg your pardon. Jason Horak back to return. Snap a little bit high, but gathering it, firing it away. And this will roll past the 40 down to the 37-yard line. That's where the Bulldogs will take over their fifth possession of the game. Go and step aside for a quick 30. You're listening to your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Nemaha Central leads Rossville 18-0 out of that break. We missed the first down play. It was a 3-yard carry for Tayson Horak. That is the second carry of the day. So 2nd and 7 from their own 40. Keeper for Camden Horak to the right gets one. Drop down at the 41. So far, Camden Horak, 7 carries, just 14 yards, 0 for 2 over the air. Tayson Horak, 2 carries for 6 yards. So 3rd down and 6 from their own 41-yard line. And again, still looking for that elusive first down of the game. Empty backfield. Camden Horak from the near side hash, drops back, looking far side, throws, then is behind his intended target. He was looking for Avery Crosswhite behind him, and makes it 4th down. So 5 3-and-outs for Rossville, and they'll punt it away yet again. Gavin Kane back to return. Uphouse and Broxton also up for possible short return. This punt isn't very good. Rockbush takes the snap, and we'll punt it away. It's blocked. And it lands at the 44-yard line. Picked up by Cooper Hyatt, and he takes it to the 42-yard line. That was Holden Bass, who got a hand on it. The junior had such a phenomenal season. Already has a sack today and gets that block punt. So they'll get the ball at the Rossville 42-yard line. Coach Glassick will call a timeout. We'll step aside as well for 30 seconds. You listen to our game of the week. It's Nemaha Central 18, Rossville 0 on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
And this is a game that is completely different from the game that was last year at Nemaha Central Rossville. Thunder currently leading 18-0 over the Bulldogs. Last year, Uphouse was just 12 for 23. He had 159 yards, one touchdown, but he had two interceptions. Cooper Hike, he had four carries for just 6 yards. So this is completely different. Gavin Kane, though, he had a pretty nice day, 6 receptions for 66 yards and a rushing touchdown. So first and 10 from the Rossville 42-yard line after a holding Bass blocked punt. Handoff right side. Hike is met in line of scrimmage and thrown down by Barrett Leitz. And this is a Rossville team that does have some good athletes. Aaron Kleesath, he's received offers to wrestle the University of Waldorf in Iowa and at Bethany College here in Kansas. Also, Jacob Carver, he's received offers to play football at the next level at Bethel, Emporia State, and Nebraska Wesleyan. 6'2 senior, standing at 310 pounds. Hard to miss him out there on the field. Plays nose on defense, straight tackle on offense. Hand off, left side, and that is Carter Hike, his first carry of the game. As mentioned, he is the second leading rusher on the team. And he gets about two. And as mentioned, he is certainly the future of this team. He'd like to be more three-dimensional next year, if possible, but Carter Hike, he can throw it and he can run it. They lose a couple of their wide receivers in Blake Stahlbaumer and Gavin Kane as well. Owens, who's right slipping, is Uphouse staying upright, though, and he's trying to set his feet and throw it. He's under pressure behind midfield, throws it away, just barely getting out of bounds. Falls out of bounds near the 30-yard line, and it's incomplete. That is his third incompletion, I think that fourth incompletion of the game. He is 3 for 7, 58 yards on the day. And it makes it 4th down and 8. We'll see what they do here. The way their offense has been operating, would not blame them one bit for going for it and really putting the foot on the throat here of the Bulldogs. At the same time, with that comfortable cushion, you could just rely on your defense and punt it away. We'll see what they do. Looks like they are going to go for it for now. Uphouse in the gun. And rolling to his right. Uphouse looking to throw over the middle. He's got a man. It's Kane. He's got it. 20. Goes to the outside. Gets hit from behind. Taken down at the 14-yard line. Gain of 25. And into the red zone once again are the Nemaha Central Thunder. 3:31 to go in this first half. What a play call by Coach Glatzik and a fantastic route run by Gavin Kane, the senior. That was his 20th catch of the 2022 season. Well, very close to getting his 5th touchdown of the season, his 4th receiving touchdown. But we split it wide to the near side on this play. 2 men out to the far side, Leonard and Brockstrom. And off left side, Carter Hike. And he'll gain a few. Got to the 10, so gain a 4. His brother Cooper, of course, the senior, 18 carries, 115 yards, and three rushing touchdowns so far today. He's staying on the sidelines for now. I don't think he'll be done for the day if he's still good to go, but we will see. Second and six from the 9 yard line. Up house, option pitch right side. Carter Hike. He's upended at the 8. So gain of 1. So it's 3rd and 5 from the 8. It's practically 3rd and goal from the 8, essentially. With 2:05 to go with clock winding down in the second quarter. I don't see Cooper Hike over here on the sideline. I've got to wonder if maybe he's injured or not. Not quite sure. It'll be kind of difficult to find him with all the mud on his jersey anyway. We'll keep an eye out for him. His brother Carter is in the game, and now it looks like a timeout will be called. It'll be Coach Glassick's final of this first half. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Nevada Hawk Central Rossville here at 92.1 KMZA.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Hein and True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
Kansaland Radio.
1:39 left to go in quarter number 2. Nemaha Central leads Rossville 18-0 here in Seneca. A win advances them to the sectional round to take on the winner of, rather, Osage City or Humboldt. We'll take a look more at that bracket here during our halftime show. Coming up next, it's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Be sure to stay tuned. We'll recap this first half that has been heavily favored by the Thunder so far. Carter Hike still in the game. It's 3rd and 6 from the 8-yard line of Rossville. Uphouse in the gun. Kane is in motion and rolling to his right. Uphouse looking to throw, and pressure just dumps it off and it's caught, but it'll be for a loss as it was caught at the 12-yard line, getting hit out of bounds. That was Wade Leonard on his first catch of the day, or excuse me, second catch of the day. Be for a loss of 4. So that makes it 4th and 10 from the 12 now. And again, Cooper Hike is not in the game at the moment. Keep an eye out for him if we ever see him. He's not on the sideline either. Here we go. 4th and 10 from the 12. Uphouse looking to throw over the middle, throwing it towards the end zone, lobbing it up for Kane. Does he got it? Yes, he does. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. Gavin Kane on a jump ball in the end zone, went up and snagged it out of the air. And Nemaha Central is now up 24-0. And still looking for their first conversion on a two-pointer. That's not mattered yet, though. 1:26 left to go in this half. And Uphouse going to throw in a funky formation. It's batted out of the air and incomplete. So it'll stay 24-0. It's been a dominant performance here in the region around for Nemaha Central. We'll send it to a break. You're listening to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
November is American Diabetes Month, and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
24-0. Nemaw Central dominating Rossville. Region round of our 2022 Class 2A playoffs. 1:26 to go in the second quarter. Peters will boot this one away for the Thunder. Fourth touchdown in five drives. Here's the boot. It's low. It's returned at the 22-yard line. Getting hit and taken down at the 36. Decent field position for the Bulldogs, but doesn't really matter so far. Haven't been able to get anything going so far. Five drives, five three and outs. Camden Horrock, 0 for 3, with only 14 rushing yards on 7 carries. He'll run it here. He'll get hit and taken down at the line of scrimmage. That was Blake Stahlbaumer after a game gain of 3. Fell forward to get that extra yard. The second and 7 from the 39-yard line. At this point, Rossville's jerseys are basically brown. Here's a throw to the far side, looking to go deep, and it's over everyone's head by about a good 10 yards. And they get third down and 7, with 49.7 seconds left as the clock stops. And at this point, if you're Rossville, you're trying to just not surrender yet another touchdown before the break. Deciding to throw there. Coach Hamas going with an empty set. Looking to throw far side, and that's going to be caught in midfield for a first down and more. Breaking a tackler across the 40, down to about the 35-yard line. So I'll gain on that play. See where they spot it. Well, that's a pretty rough spot. I'll mark it down to the 38. So gain of 23. That was to Klesath. Go to the far side. That's going to be caught by Hensley for nothing. So after the Hensley reception, 27.6 is what's left on the clock, making it 2nd and 10 as he went out of bounds on that last play. And timeout has been called by Rossville. We'll step aside for 30 seconds back here in a minute here on, or excuse me, 30 seconds. I kind of redundant there. Here on Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
24-0 lead for Nemaha Central over Rossville. The Bulldogs are driving, though, here on the 2nd and 10. Drop back, Horrock throwing far side. That's incomplete. A little bit low. Intended target was Trenton Barker. Back-to-back completions for Horrock after he had not completed a pass all day today. One was to Klesath. His other was to Hensley. Clock stops with 22.7 seconds left. 3rd and 10 from the Nemaha Central 38-yard line. They got their first down of the day, and they get another extended drive. Stepping up the pocket, Horrock now drops back, looking to wind up and throw it deep, and that ball batted up and caught, and into the end zone for a touchdown. It was batted up in the air and into the arms of his younger brother, Taysen Horrock. That's a 38-yard touchdown. The Rossville with some life going into the break. It's 24-6 with 12.6 seconds left, and they'll go for the PAT. Cedric Leitzenschneider, practiced that one beforehand, still booched it. Here's the PAT on its way. A lot of air under it, not a lot of length, but it is through the uprights. 24-7 now our score. Rossville on the board. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here in our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
KMZA.
38-yard touchdown pass from Camden Horrock to Tayson Horrock makes it 24-7 with 12 seconds left in the second quarter. Your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. That's exactly what the doctor ordered right there for the Bulldogs, needing that one badly to get on the scoreboard before the break. I'll go and kick it away. Squib kick, just rolling on the ground. Braden Uphouse fields it at the 15-yard line. Bounces to the near side, gets to the 30, 35, hits, breaks tackles, and gets to the 40. 5.5 seconds left. Be sure to stay tuned for our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We'll give you drive summaries from this one so far and recap from your stats perspective. And on top of that, we'll take a look at the brackets and some of the scores around the area. You're listening to our Game of the Week on KMZA, brought to you by Purdue State College, Purdue.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education, designed for you. So Uphouse is in the gun. So they may be trying a play here. Rossville dropping three way deep at the 30-yard line. This is going to be a run to the left side for Carter High. Gets to the midfield, to the 45, and to the 40-yard line, and that will be the end of the half. So overall, Nemaw Central dominating, but a touchdown right before the horn gets Rossville on the board. We'll send it to a break. We'll come back in a few minutes for our halftime show. Again, our score at the break, Nemaw Central 24, Rossville 7. You're on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helen Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank and Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
KMZA.
Omaha Central leads Rossville 24-7 at halftime. Regional round of the 2022 Class 2A playoffs. Jared Sleppy back with you in the booth. Take a look at your stats from the first half, starting off with Cooper Hike, who left the game with a few minutes left in the second quarter. He had 18 carries for 115 yards and three rushing touchdowns. And Braden Uphouse also with a passing touchdown. He is 6 for 10 with 91 yards over the air. And that pass going to Gavin Kane, who has three receptions for 73 yards and a touchdown. Braden Uphouse also has one carry for 6 yards. Carter Hike has four carries for 26 yards in his brother's absence. Also, receptions on that first half. Cooper Hike had one catch for 13 yards, and Wade Leonard had two catches for 5 yards. As for the Bulldogs, Camden Horrock has had a tough time getting his offense going for all the way up until the final drive, the second quarter. 8 carries for just 17 yards. Taysen Horrock has 2 carries for just 6 yards. Horrock over the air has 3 completions, 8 attempts, 61 passing yards, and a touchdown. That was to Taysen Horrock. That one being the third completion of that first half. Kleesath had 1 catch for 23 yards, and Hensley had 1 catch for no gain. Take a look at the overall stats. 147 rushing yards from Omaha Central for 238 total yards. As for Rossville, they had just 84 yards in that first half and only 23 yards on the ground. Only one penalty in that entire first half from both teams combined. That was just a little offsides on the first drive of the game. And that is it. So a pretty clean half of football for both teams. But Rossville hasn't been able to get their offense going here today so far. Can they get it going with that spark of momentum? And taking a look at how things have happened so far on the first drive of the game for Rossville was a 3-and-out. They actually had 5 consecutive 3-and-outs leading up to that touchdown that they just got with 12 seconds left in the second quarter. But the first drive of the game, Cooper Hike had a 2-yard run for a touchdown with 6:58 left to go in the first quarter. That was on a 65-yard drive to go up 6-0. Hike on his second rushing yard, on the second rushing touchdown, that was from 6 yards out with just 1:20 left to go in the first quarter to go up 12-0. And then Hike went on a big play for 32 yards out with 9:14 left to go. That was on an 81-yard drive, making 18-0. They were 0 for 4 on their 2-point conversions. And then Holden Bass on the next drive blocked a punt to get them in short field position. They started at the Bulldogs 42, and Gavin Kane caught that touchdown pass from 12 yards out for their 24-0 lead. And then it was Taysen Horrock catching that touchdown pass right before the break from 38 yards away. It was batted up into the air, and he was at the right place at the right time. So that is where we have gotten from where we are right now here in our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. We'll go a step aside for a break. We'll come back with a look at your bracket and some of the area scores here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the Finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
He's a great
online at HolthouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? See their building supply in Seneca right now, featuring some specials for you in their Black Friday countdown flyer. Featuring hand tools, paint, caulking, DeWalt, and Milwaukee cordless tools, other corded power tools, and supplies you or your handy person might need. Many would make some great gift ideas for the holidays. So pick up a flyer at the store, but hurry. The Black Friday countdown specials end November 15th. That's Soother Building Supply in Seneca at 105 North 1st Street. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Mom!
I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Back here on your Game of the Week Halftime Show, brought to you by, as mentioned, Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 24/7 Omaha Central. Up on Rossville. Let's take a look at just a few of some of the area scores. Wellsville currently up 19-14 over Topeka Hayden at the break. Maybe quite the upset there. Well, kind of, but not really, because Wellsville is undefeated, but Hayden has proven to be a very good team this season. Sabetha is currently up 27-6 at the break after Rutherford County stunning Silver Lake last week. And Sabetha, they are looking to possibly make a deep run themselves. They might have to run into this Nemaha Central team, possibly. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Also, St. Mary's up just 6-0 on Troy. And what a game that has been so far. Just very chippy back and forth. Those two teams have gone. Actually, beg your pardon. Sorry, it's 12-0. St. Mary's leading that one. Centralia also is up 12-8 over Jefferson County North. A big game for the Panthers this week. They've been keeping all their games very close this year. Wabunsee and Marion are tied 8-8 at the break. Elsewhere, we have Kent and Galva. They're up big on Hanover, 48-8. And one more game that's relevant to an area team, Osborne defeating Colony Crest, 34-18. So Axtell will take on Osborne after winning their district, and that will be in the next round of the playoffs. Let's take a look at the Class 2A bracket here. As Caney Valley mentioned, they already have advanced. They won their game last night 16-3 over Council Grove in a little bit of an upset. They'll take on the winner of that Riley County and Sabetha game. Looks to be the Blue Jays as of right now, but don't count those 3-win Falcons out just yet. Osage City and Humboldt will take on the winner of this game going on right before us. And in the West bracket, we have Chaparral going to be taking on Southeast of Saline. Southeast of Saline, the number one team in the state, according to some polls. Hoisington and Russell, that game is going on in Hoisington. Kingman is hosting Ellsworth, and Beloit hosting Norton. So that's on the west side of the state, waiting for some final scores to roll in before our sectional round coming up next Friday. And what a playoffs it has been so far. This eastern bracket has been certainly very interesting with Sabetha, Riley County, Emon Central, Rossville, and then how about the Bullpups of Caney Valley? They have made it to the section round they are in. Again, most likely going to take on the number 4 team in the state in Sabetha if things shape out how they are as of right now. So a lot has to happen before we get to that, but I figure just give a little bit of a look ahead to the end of the bracket. I mean, again, it's most likely, on paper, it's a collision course between Nemaha Central and Sabetha, but that's why they play the games. We'll see how that all shapes out. Southeast of Saline kind of has a path to get to the Western Final against somebody in this bottom half of the bracket as well. So things have to play out first before we get to them, but that is how, just kind of how I'm looking at it so far, as if that matters. But again, that's like they say, that's why they play the games. We'll send it back to break, and we'll come back here in a couple minutes, and we should be ready for our final half of football. 24-7, Omaha Central leading Rossville, and a fantastic game for the Thunder so far. Again, we'll keep an eye on Cooper Hike. As mentioned, he left this game in the second quarter. Didn't see him on the sideline, so we'll keep an eye on him and let you know if and when he does return. Again, it's our Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate
thing. To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
I'll be back with you, Nemaha Central, up on Rossville, 24-7 at the half. Taking a look at how we got here in terms of both teams' path to this point. Rossville started out their season 2-4, opening with a loss at St. Mary's, then coming back with a win at Riley County, and then losing to Topeka Hayden. How about 55-34 was the final there? Bouncing back with a win against a very good ACCHS team, 49-8, for losing to Silver Lake on the road in overtime, 22-21, and then kind of coming out flat. In a 48-17 home loss against Holton. Then back-to-back-to-back wins coming up to tonight with a 56-0 win against Pleasant Ridge, a 50-6 win at Morehill Mount, which was Coach Hammes' 100th win of his career, and then last week in the opening round of the playoffs, defeating Minneapolis 57-6. As for Nemaha Central, they started out things very well with a win at Holton, 35-28. We had no idea how good of a win that was until hindsight, and this is a Holton team that could make a possible appearance in the 3A championship. They then blew out Royal Valley, Perry Lecompton, Horton, Jeff West, Minneapolis. Kind of a closer game at Riley County. That was a fun one to call. The Falcons kept it close for the first half, but then Nemaha Central just kept pounding on the ground with Cooper Hike and able to get away from the Falcons. And then a big matchup for the district and league title against Sabetha. And Nemaha Central right here on this field, handle business, defeating the Blue Jays 24-7 before their 7-8-6 home playoff opener. That was, to say that was held, that was taken care of business for Nemaha Central would be an understatement. They really cruised to that, again, 7-8-6 win. Looking at what happened last week in terms of the playoffs and where that leads things moving forward, I mentioned Caney Valley is already in the sectional. They defeated Eureka in the first round, 44-16. Council Grove defeated, how about the Fredonia Yellow Jackets, 48-8. And then one of the two upsets in the Eastern bracket was Riley County defeating Silver Lake 23-21. Sabetha took care of business against a very good ACCHS team. I mean, can't stress how good that team was, and just the fact that they beat them that badly shows how good this Blue Jays team is. Osage City defeated Riverton 50-14. Humboldt got the other upset. You can call it that. On paper, it was an upset, but Humboldt clearly the better team as the Cubs beat the Chargers 59-13 against Cherryvale. And then Nemaha Central defeated Pleasant Ridge, as mentioned, 74-6. Rossville defeating Minneapolis 57-6. That's what's led up to this week as we put 3 minutes more back on the clock. A couple of playoff notes here. District 2, 4, and 8 all had three teams advance. And there, as mentioned, there's only three upsets in the entire first round. There's only one on the western side of the bracket. That was Norton defeating Lakin, 28-14. Norton, the number 3 seed out of District 8, and Lakin was the number 2 seed out of District 7. All of the other teams favored to win that were able to come out on top, the 1 and 2 seeds out of all of the districts in 5 through 8, all taking care of business in the first week of the playoffs. We'll step aside for one more time as we, as mentioned, added some more time back on the clock. Come back in 2 more minutes. here, and then we'll get our second half action underway. 24-7, Emaha Central leading Rossville here on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
Second half getting underway as Rossville will kick it away to Nemaha Central. Thunder will look to be pressing on the gas. No Cooper Hike still to be seen. Mentioned he left the game with about 9 minutes left in the second quarter. Nemaha Central up 24-7 over Rossville. There's the kick. It's a low one, and we're back underway. Gavin Kane, did he touch it? And no, he didn't. He'll be rolling into the end zone for a touchback. Oh, no. I thought that they said that it was a touchback, but no, it said they're going to say it's a touchdown. The official put up his arm signal as if it was a touchback, but they didn't blow the play dead. The officials are discussing the play. As of right now, it has been signaled as a touchdown, and now they'll reverse the call and say it's a touchback, and that is the correct call. Again, the official that was on the far side that was right near the play, he called the touchback, and Gavin Kane, who did not touch the ball, let it roll into the end zone. It was dove on by Rossville, but they have changed the call from a touchdown to a touchback, and a big break as Nemaha Central will start at their own 20. Brayden Uphouse going to that huddle as the clock. Well, if the ball wasn't touched, the clock shouldn't have moved. It should still be at 12 minutes, but it says 11:52, so I guess away we go. Uphouse in the gun. Carter Hike in the backfield. And Hike wasn't there, and the thing he was supposed to be is Uphouse just has to run with it himself. It's a gain of a couple, so broken play right out of the half. And you know, Coach Glassick probably not happy about that. I'll say that Uphouse actually gained 3 yards in that play. It's fourth carry of the ball game. So Uphouse in the gun. Hike in the backfield. Hands it off. Carter Hike, right side, makes one man miss. Gets to the 30, runs over another guy, and is taken down to the 34. Gain of 10. That was the first down. So Hike, 5 carries, 36 yards on his day so far, making a gain of 11, actually, as they mark him down at the 35-yard line. Omaha Central without Cooper Hike as of right now, just trying to stay out in front. Again, it was a touchdown with 12 seconds left for Rossville going into the half. It's a gain of just one, or maybe none. And they will say that he got one, so it makes it second and nine. The clock certainly the best friend of Omaha Central. They're just going to probably just continue to run and run and run. Again, not just because Cooper Hike is out, but again, just because of that really nasty weather. It has stopped raining here in Seneca, but that ground just so slippery. Got a bunch of mud all over the place as well, this true grass field. Run to the right side, Hike gets away from a couple defenders, steps arms a man, gets to the 42, and spun down at the 43-yard line, game of seven. Freshman is going to have a much bigger role next season. Braden Uphouse, Cooper Hike, both graduating. Will he be the team's running back? Will he be their quarterback? We will see. Uphouse is going to go under center on a third and short. And it's going to be a run to the left side by Uphouse. He's got the first down. Gets all the way across midfield to the 49-yard line. The gain of six. Actually, gain of seven. There's the third carry of the game for Uphouse. Now in Bulldogs territory. Thinking of the Omaha Central Raleigh County game I did a few weeks ago. Quite the field they got here, just right off the old highway. Got the Seneca Water Tower just out of view. Man in motion is Leonard, the senior, and a whistle and a flag before we get the playoffs. Just the second flag of the game. It's going to be a false start against Omaha Central. That'll be their first penalty of the game. No penalties, no turnovers in that first half for Omaha Central. Only one penalty for Rossville, no turnovers, but five turnover on downs. That was on their first five drives, and that sixth drive, finally able to get on the scoreboard with a 38 pitch and catch from Cannon Horrock to his young brother. Nine minutes left to go. Keeper Uphouse to the left side trying to get to the outside, and he does so. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Not the original line of scrimmage, but the line of scrimmage. And gains maybe two. They'll give him four. Pure willpower from Braden Uphouse. This has been a long drive so far. It's already gone on for 3.5 minutes, and they're just getting back to midfield after they got it across midfield and lost midfield due to the penalty. So second and 11 after the gain of four by Braden Uphouse. Empty backfield. Man in motion. Hand off to Carter Hike. Gets to the 45. Breaks a leg tackle. Pyle pushing him forward to the 40. They're still going. And finally taken down all the way down to the 37-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 13. They split him out into the slot on the far side in motion and came to the near side and made a couple men miss, but then Pyle pushed forward by that offensive line of Omaha Central. And again, that's a very good Rossville defensive line with a couple of possible collegiate athletes. And Jacob Carver receiving some offers to play football. Then Aaron Kleestaff has a couple offers play wrestling. He's to wrestle in college as another flag comes in. Official threw the flag, pointed towards Rossville's side. It'll be a delay of game on Rossville. You take a look at Rossville's jerseys. They were white when we got here, but they are far from that now. Bunch of mud and all sorts of grime and gunk all over them. Handoff right side. Nothing doing on first and five. And I'll say that he got 1 yard with Carter Hike. That is Hike's fifth carry of the half. Ninth of the game, he has 59 rushing yards. Brother Cooper leaving the game with about 9 minutes left in the second quarter. Still haven't seen him over here on the sideline. Here's up house and the gun. Takes a snap. And fake the handoff, rolling to his right, throwing on the run. That ball's going to be caught at the 17-yard line by Wade Leonard. 14-yard pitch and catch. And they are in the red zone once again. I'll mark him down actually at the 16-yard line. And what a play. Just throwing it off his back foot, kind of just throwing it up in the air, but Leonard was kind of there waiting for it. And that is Leonard's third catch of the game. He has 19 receiving yards. Coming into the game, he had he had 20 catches. I was looking at the carries. He had 8 carries. Leads the team in receptions. A foul from the gun. Hand off. Carter Hike, right side, has a hole. He gets the 10 and tripped up, taken down at the 9. Gain of 9 for Carter Hike. And it'd be a gain of 7. Carter Hike got a big hole up that right side. Connor Dieters, Abe Hilbert on that right side of the offensive line there to create that gap. Second and 2 from the 9. And off up the middle. Hike, they get there. Carter Hike very close to the line of gain. And they are going to give him the first down, I believe. I believe that was the signal the official gave from the far side. And it is. The first and goal from the 7, but now the official coming from the near side is going to go ahead and, are they going to measure this? The official did call a timeout. Officials are huddled together, standing at the 7-yard line, and they will bring the chain gang out. 5:54 left to go in this third quarter. They started the quarter with the ball, so they have not surrendered the ball over to Roswell yet. They have eaten up 6 minutes of playing time, as it is a first down. Our score, 24-7, Omaha Central leading Rossville. Your score update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. So it's first and goal from the Rossville 7-yard line. Carter Hike is in the backfield. Braden Uphouse is going to go under center. Lone wide receiver split out wide. To the near side is Aiden Brocksterman, the junior. And fake handoff, and it was an option read. He kept it himself, gets to the 5, taken down for a gain of 2. An interesting play call, an option read. To the near side. They have run that a few times, an option read to the short side of the field. It was from the near side hash, and they went to the right. Omaha Central going from left to right across your radio dial. Right to left goes Rossville, but they haven't gotten the ball yet in the third quarter. So second and goal from the 5-yard line. Up house, handoff, Carter Hike trying to bounce the outside, cuts back middle, did he get in? Yes, he did! 5-yard rushing touchdown for Carter Hike, and it is 30-7. A big time touchdown for Omaha Central, with Rossville scoring right before the halftime break. That is Carter Hike's fourth rushing touchdown of the season. Mentioned that he is the second leading rusher on the team. And he's mainly gotten his money in garbage time, but here today he's being put into the starting role with his brother, currently not in the game or on the sideline. He left the game with about 9 minutes left in the second quarter. Haven't seen him since then, and his brother, they would have punched it in for 5 yards out. There's a delay game against Omaha Central on the two-point attempt. So it'll back it up to the 7-yard line. Second penalty of the game against the Thunder. Here's a rollout and throwing to the near side is Kane. And it's incomplete. So Gavin Kane looking to throw on the run there. Incomplete. So they are 0 for 5 now on their PATs. But they are out in front by a 23-point margin. We'll send it to a break. 5:16 left to go in the third quarter. You're listening to your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
5:16 left to go in the third quarter. Nemaha Central leads Ross Hill 30-7. And I'd say it's pretty safe to say this team is in good hands in the future with Carter Hike in, replacing his brother Cooper at running back. He has been very good so far today. 12 carries, 73 yards, and a touchdown. His brother Cooper, even the game earlier, 18 catches, 115 yards. This kickoff dies at the 20-yard line. Taysom Horak has to pick it up, and he only gets to the 30. And when I mean that thing died, I mean it splashed and it just sat like a golf shot that had a bunch of backspin on it. In other words, not one of my golf shots, but either way, first and 10 from the 25-yard line. 5:11 to go in the third quarter. My blades are very thick. I don't have very thick, thin blades. They don't spin on the green. And you get those looked at. 30-7 our score. Rossville. Now finally getting their first opportunity in the second half. Slipping, falling is Taysom Horak. Actually, beg your pardon, that's actually Braden Hensley in his first carry of the game. In his second touch, he had a completion that went for no gain earlier in the first half. That one goes for a 1-yard loss. Had some snow on the ground, just a little bit here in Seneca. I didn't really piling up or anything like that, just saw a little bit that was kind of piled up. It seemed to be shoveled by somebody before he got here. Quarterback keeper came to Horak, is plowed to the ground, trying to strip it out, unable to do so. Good job on that stop was Blake Stahlbaumer. Nine looked like an eight, so I almost thought that was Hike, but it was Stahlbaumer, senior. 51 tackles coming into today, only behind Cooper Hike. 11 tackles for loss, this team averaging 7.3 tackles for loss per game coming into today. Big handoff, looking to throw, as Horak will dump it off to his brother, but it's out of his reach, incomplete. And that will make it third down in 11, or excuse me, fourth down in 11. Those are the fourth down and 10 is what they'll say. 4:03 to go, as clock stops. Another chance for Nemaha Central to put more points on the board, extend their lead. I think right now they're just kind of trying to milk the clock. They milked almost 7 minutes of game time off their last drive, and almost blocked again. Holden Bass almost got to it for a second time. He blocked one earlier. Gavin Kane returned this from the 40-yard line. Bass at the near side, trying to get to midfield, and he'll be taken down at the 49-yard line. Good field position for Braden Uphouse, Carter Hike, and company. So moving forward, really hope that Cooper Hike can go for next week's game between either Osage City or Humboldt in a sectional round. Gotta wonder, well, we're not quite sure what is going on with Cooper. Don't want to assume anything, but we'll just have to wait and see. Hope for the best. Carter Hike in the backfield. Uphouse will take this shotgun snap. Leonard in the backfield. Hand off Carter to the left side. He'll be taken down for a gain of about 3 to the 47-yard line of the Bulldogs. Nice carry of the half for the freshman. 3.5 left to go in this third quarter. It'll be a pretty quick game here this evening if Omaha Central continues to control the time of possession, which they've done so well all night long, especially here in this third quarter. Almost a seven-minute drive, and then being a three and out, get the ball right back. Up house, takes a snap, takes the handoff, rolls to his right under pressure, back tracking towards the 40, throws it away. Lucas Holthouse, the sophomore, applying the pressure. 11 tackles on his season for the backup cornerback. Have my threes mixed up. Apologies, Camden Horrock. How did I miss that? Horrock on defense has 5 tackles for loss. That leads the team. Almost was able to get home for his 3rd sack of the season. They've been getting some pressure on Uphouse, but haven't been able to get home yet. This is a Rossville team that hasn't been able to force very many turnovers, unlike Emaw Central's defense. Only forced 6, and they've turned it over 7 times this year. Uphouse in trouble, rolls to his left, throws. That is caught! And out of bounds at the 36-yard line, that's Blake Stahlbaumer with his first catch of the day. Gain of 12. Uphouse is 2-for-3 here in the second half so far. 8-for-13 on the game, 117 passing yards and a passing touchdown. They'll mark him out at the 35-yard line. Clock stops with 2:52 to go in this third. 30-7, Omaha Central leads Rossville. Your scoring update is brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. Hand off, hike up the middle. It's got a little bit of a crease, and it gets across the 30 down to the 29. He gets 6, another healthy dosage of yards for Carter Hike. Fifth carry, that's gone 5 yards or longer in this half so far. And they will take those 5-yard carries all day as they continue to chew more clock, get more yardage, get closer to the end zone. Two wide receivers to the near, one to the far, from the far side hash. Carter Hike to his right, pump fakes, rolls to his right, looking to the near side, now fires away under pressure, and throws it away. This time it was Braden Hensley applying pressure. That's what Braden Uphouse does so well. He can evade tacklers when he's under duress. Uses his speed to bounce to the outside. Occasionally can break for a large run. Coming into today, had over 160 rushing yards and 5 rushing touchdowns. So it's 3rd down and 4 from the Rossville 29-yard line. Man, Rossville jumped, but he got back before there was any sort of snap. Still waiting. Uphouse. Now takes a snap, hands it off. Hike up the middle. He's got the first down and more. Then he gets in the secondary, gets to the 20. One man to beat. 10, 5, down to the 1. I'll mark him down at maybe the 2. 27-yard carry for Carter Hike. Dragged down by his ankles. That sets up for the first and goal again from the 2. Quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Uphouse will go under center. Man of motion is Kane. Makes the handoff. Uphouse trying to keep it himself. Trying to dive for the pylon. For the goal line. And he's marked about maybe a half yard short. So gain of 1. It's second and goal. We'll run the same formation. And this time just a sneak up the middle, and it looks like he's got it. He is in. Touchdown. Braden Uphouse on the ground. That makes it 36-7. And Omaha Central well on their way to advancing to the sectional round of the playoffs. One 16 left to go in this third quarter. It has been all Thunder. lining up in that wacky formation again with only the center. And he'll snap it to the far side of the field and a fumble on the snap. It was snapped from the center all the way to the far side of the field to Wade Leonard. He put on the ground and it was dove on. So 0 for 6 on PATs. But it's 36-7. Nemaha Central running away from this one. We'll send it back for a quick break. 30 seconds. Come back here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
36-7, Nemaha Central leading Rossville. 1:16 left to go in quarter number three. Touchdown scored by Braden Uphouse and a one-yard touchdown run. PAT was no good. That drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. Hitting it hard on the return. That was Kleestaff. Reed McKee getting in the hit. 12 tackles on the year coming into today's contest. The Rossville comes back out as they get the ball at their own 35-yard line. Short return. Here's handoff. Payson Orock to the far side and gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And we take it down for maybe a half-yard loss. As of right now, this Rossville offense has only produced 83 total yards of offense. And that would mean minus 1 yards here in the second half. And make that minus 2, because that was just a 2-yard loss. This is only their second possession of this half, and there's 38 seconds left. The clock ticks down after that run play. Second and 10. Man in motion, fake it to him. Orock keeper, left side, and he's met at the line of scrimmage. Jake Hundley, the senior, gained the tackle. And that will be a loss of another yard. That makes it 3rd and 12. They've only run 5 plays in this third quarter, and that might be where we go to the 4th. Now the officials stop the clock. Not quite sure why they did that. Some substitutions coming in for the Bulldogs. And that was a run play. And we're still waiting. Now we're getting things back underway. So they'll be able to get a play. Orock looking to throw to the far side. No pressure. Has plenty of time. Now bounces outside the pocket. He'll pull it down and run. He gets hit hard by Carter Hike. A gain of 8, but taking a punishing blow, and that is the end of this third quarter. All Nemaha Central, they lead 36-7. One more quarter to play here in our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Nemaha Central looking to advance to the next round. As of right now, it looks like they might be playing Humboldt, who are leading Osage City 26-14 after the third quarter. Centralia starting to run away from Jefferson County North, 34-8. Panthers leading, trying to keep their perfect season intact, just like the Thunder are. Pitch right side, Horrock to his brother, and Payson Horrock gets the first down to the 47-yard line, gain of 4. Camden Horrock, right before the break, got an 8-yard gain, took a punishing hit from Carter Hike. That was enough to get him close to the first down marker, and they get their third first down of the game. That's hard to believe. This is a Rossville team that has back-to-back state titles. Just goes to show how good this Nemaw Central defense has been today. Pitch left side, and a gain of a significant amount. Gets the first down and more down the sideline. And that was Taysen Horrock. No, excuse me, that was Braden Hensley. I couldn't tell the number of his jersey in the back because it's so blacked out. We'll see where they mark him out. His second carry of the game. They'll mark him down at the 27-yard line, so a gain... 33-yard line. I don't know how I got that, but 14-yard gain for Hensley. Big handoff. Horrock keeps it himself. Gets hit. Gets across the 30. Dragged down at the 27-yard line. Gain of 6. That is just their sixth play from scrimmage here in the second half with 11:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Nemaw Central has been eating up clock. They had 2 possessions, both resulting in touchdowns. Carter Hike rushing touchdown and a Braden Uphouse rushing touchdown. Rock's now looking to throw. Plenty of time. Good protection by that offensive line for the Bulldogs. Now get hit and get taken down. That is Wade Leonard. His 5th sack of the day. His 8th tackle for loss on the season. He's been a force on that defensive line, on the defensive end, on the near side. He gets that one all the way back for a loss. Lost 1 there, so 3rd and 11. Wait, no, they gained 6 on the last one, so that'd be a loss of 5. No, loss of 7. I'll get it right eventually, just keep saying numbers. Drive back to pass, Horrock throwing near side, the ball's going to be caught. That is Kleesath, taking out of bounds at the 25, and a 9. Second pass attempt by Horrock of this second half. That makes it 4th down and about 3 with 10 minutes to go. Empty backfield, 2 to the near side, 2 to the far from the near side hash. Horrock needing one here immediately. Hit, and he is going to be able to get a pass off, a wounded duck, and it's incomplete, so it'll be a turnover on downs. Jonah Dieters got through. He was untouched. The linebacker almost got home, but he wrapped around his leg, and he was able to stay alive just through it. Desperation heave. It was incomplete. That is the 6th turnover on downs of this game for the Nemaw Central defense. .947 left to go. From their own 25-yard line, Leonard in the slot on the near side, split out wide to the near side is Aiden Brockstrom to the far side, Gavin Kane. With a low snap, bobbled it, but hands it off, Carter Hike. Bulldozing his way like his brother does for a gain of 2. Carter Hike doing a fantastic job of filling in for his brother. 16 carries for 111 yards. Just as efficient as his brother was before he left the game. He had 18 carries for 115 yards. He had 3 rushing touchdowns before he left the game with about 9 minutes left in the second quarter. The 2nd and 7. I'll give him a gain of 3 there. Uphouse in the gun. We'll take the snap, hand off, Hike up the middle, and not much one, if one. It will give him that full yard, make it 3rd and 6. It's a long 6, closer to 7 than it is 6, they're giving him the yard. From their own 29-yard line, 8:40 to go. Love to convert on this 3rd down and keep the clock moving, which they've done so well here this evening. Same formation as they did on second down. Leonard and Hike in the backfield. Big handoff. Uphouse rolls to his left, the short side of the field. Throws a jump ball downfield, and it's caught at midfield by Blake Stahlbaumer. That is his first catch of the half, but there is a... I saw a flag, and there is a flag. It's going to be pass interference on the offense, so wave it off. So that is an OPI. That will back Amos Central deep in their own territory. We'll do third down again. Official pacing it out. And they'll give them the 18-yard line. So an 11-yard penalty there. Third penalty of the half for Nemaha Central. Didn't have any in the first half for 21 penalty yards. Nemaha Central, should they continue to win this one, will take on the winner of Osage City and Humboldt. Last we checked, after three quarters, Humboldt leading Osage City 26-14. Dropping back to pass. Uphouse looking deep down the field. Got a man there, but overthrew him. It was Broxerman who had a step up on his defender, Tayson Horrock. So that makes it fourth down and 16. Back-to-back completions to start the half, and then three consecutive incompletions. Uphouse, 8 for 15, 117 passing yards, and a passing touchdown. This will be the second punt of the game for Nemaha Central. Two punts and six touchdowns is how their drive summaries have been so far. 36-7 our score. Holt House, Otto House, and Fairview with your scoring update. Moving to his left, getting the punt away. Fantastic punt. It lands at the 40-yard line, rolls all the way inside the 25, down to the 24. Very well done. Jake Hundley, the punter. 7:56 to go. Thunder well on their way to making another sectional. All right, so first and 10 for Camden Horrock. Yeah. Bit of a bobbled handoff. Braden Hensley has it. And just dragging some defenders. Got a pile working in his favor. Now everyone kind of coming to a standstill as it's blown dead for gain of 3. So this will be the fourth playoff loss under head coach Derek Hammes. And this is his 11th season. And only 4 playoff losses. That's because he has 5 state titles. And he's went deep in pretty much every single playoff he's been in, with the exception of this year. Gain of 1 by Camden Horrock. This being a kind of just a strange season. It's their most losses in a season, apart from their 2-7 season back in 2017. Kind of a strange year for them 5 years ago. Horrock will come back next year, his brother as well. They lose Cleesath, their number one wide receiver for this evening. He makes a catch at the 40-yard line and gets all the way to the 44. Gain of 16. That is his third catch of the day. He has 48 receiving yards. With their leading receiver, Braden Hensley, he'll come back next year. Has over 500 rushing yards and nearly 400 receiving yards on the year. Oh, I beg your pardon. Sorry, no, he is actually a senior as well. My mistake on that. Here's going to the left side. Trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. Doing so, and Hensley able to gain 1. Hensley very close to getting 1,000 yards total on the year. 14 touchdowns, 7 on the ground, 7 over the air. And a very productive season for the 6-foot, 180-pound senior. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 36-7, Emaw Central leading Rossville. Horak is pressured, slipped in, is taken down to the backfield for a loss. Holm bats with the sack and kicks the door down in celebration. What a day he's having. Now has a sack along with his blocked punt. With 5 minutes left in the second quarter, gave them short field and they were able to convert on a touchdown. So after that play, backs them up all the way to the 38-yard line. Horak looking to throw. Camden pressured again by Dieters. Throws that one away. Connor Dieters, the nose guard. Went to go five on the defensive line. Leonard and Hundley on the defensive ends. Bass and Hilbert on the D tackle. And Dieters on that nose guard spot. So fourth and 16 after the incompletion. Horak is 2 for 5 in the second half. Makes him 5 for 13 on the game, 86 passing yards and a passing touchdown. That was kind of on the last play of that first half, almost a Hail Mary sort of situation. It was tipped up in the air and caught by Tayson Horak. And it looks to his right, rolls to his right, slips, fires. Down the middle, that ball is going to be tipped up and incomplete. First fourth down conversion attempt of the game for Rossville and is no good. That is their seventh time they've been turned over. That makes it 1st and 10 from the Rossville 38-yard line. So it's been 6 three and outs and 1 turnover on downs. As for Emaw Central, they have 6 touchdowns and 2 punts on their 8 drives. 5:10 to go. Up house. From the gun, takes a snap, hand off. Carter Hike up the middle, and going through that A-gap, able to get about 6. Those just joining us, Cooper Hike, the starting running back with over 1,500 yards this season, 31 rushing touchdowns. He left the game with about 9 minutes left to go in the second quarter and hasn't returned. Don't have any sort of update on him in regards to why he left the game. And we're not going to assume anything, but that is what we know. 4:35 left to go. Up house. I'll take the snap. Hand it off again. Carter Hike up the middle. No gain. They'll make it 3rd down and 5. His brother in relief. 19 carries, 119 yards. With a rushing touchdown, done a very good job, and Braden Uphouse as well over the air has had a pretty nice day, had that passing touchdown at the end of the first half, as well as a rushing touchdown to boot. And this Emaw Central team, even without their best player, very positive sign, they can still come out here and get a solid victory in advance in the playoffs. They'll get a Humboldt team from Southeast Kansas, most likely. We'll have to get an update on that score, possibly in our post-game coverage. Option left side from the far side hash, and Uphouse keeps it to himself. And he's able to pick up a couple. So he's 4th down and 3. The Cubs are a pretty interesting team. Every once in a while, it seems like they put together a pretty good group of athletes. A few years ago, they made it pretty deep in the playoffs. That would be a fresh face for Coach Glatzik's squad. Of course, his second year at the helm. Improved to 17-3 in his first 20 games. Pretty solid stuff. Up house, takes a snap. And off left side, Carter Hike, tripped up. Taken down at the 30-yard line on the 4th and 4, and he's not going to get it. It's a gain of 2. So they turn the ball over on downs, but it's not going to matter too much. The size of a lead for the Thunder. On a very cold, wet, just a gross night. Thankfully, the rain stopped. As we kind of started this game, the rain started to slowly die down. But it's been gross because we are, right now, we're in the mid-30s. And off left side, Hensley, and he's going to stay on his feet. Wow, I thought he was taken down. And he'll get a gain of 13. Pretty solid stuff by the senior. Second longest carry of the game. Didn't have any touches. Coming into the second half, he has 5 carries for 30 yards. Gets to the 42-yard line. And tonight, we might see some more snow. As mentioned, we got here in Seneca, and there was a little bit of snow on the ground just piled up. Might be some more, kind of depending on, of course, if the precip falls or not. I don't know where I was going with that thought. Is that throw's incomplete? The near side, looking for his brother, Taysen Horak. Camden just hasn't quite had his A stuff today. And we'll look to learn from this one against a very good, very, very good Nemaw Central defense that has only allowed 9.7 points per game. This is a team that's been able to come in and dominate week in and week out this season. Only played one close game. That was their opening 35-28 win, and that throw is incomplete to Kleesath. It's a good attempt, pass midfield, but broken up. It was a 35-28 win over Holton in Holton. At the time, said this earlier, it was a good win, but definitely didn't think that Holton would be able to win their next 9 games and be one of the best teams in Class 3A and go on the road and destroy Topeka Hayden 38-17. By the way, in that game, Hayden got the kickoff return for a touchdown, so it looked like Hayden was able to come out firing. Here's a throw over the middle. Speaking of which, Kleesath makes the catch at the 46-yard line. Nice pitch and catch that time in a 12. Kleesath has 4 catches for 60 yards. The only player with multiple catches for this Bulldog squad. Got a feel for those Rossville fans coming all this way out here in the freezing cold, and this being the scenario, let's see the outcome. Nice breakup by Stahlbaumer, but a flag comes in late. I mean, very late. That was a fantastic cover by Stahlbaumer. Jack Donovan, the freshman, the intended receiver. It was just a little throw over the middle, but as a result, they're going to get some extra yards with a pass interference call. Centralia, they advance, defeating Jefferson County North 34-8. Panthers are now 10-0 on the season. Roger Holthouse's group, what a season they've had, continuing to dominate as the number one team in the state. Well, dominate, I'll say that loosely. There have been quite a few close games for Centralia this season, weeks 3-7. Their margin of victory was only 11 points. Able to get a blowout win, though, here tonight. Throwing over the middle, that ball is going to be caught. That is Kleesath yet again, but not a significant gain. Gain of 6. They've been hooking up with each other quite a bit here in this drive, as that puts Horrocks numbers over 100 yards on the day. Horrocks slips and falls. He'll be taken down. That's going to be a sack. And that is Holden Bass again. His second sack of the day. The junior now has 4 on the year, doubling his total going into today's contest. As mentioned, he had a blocked punt with 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Horak looking to throw from the far side hash, throwing to the near side of the field, and that ball is going to be tipped, almost intercepted. Probably should have been. It was Aiden Broxman that couldn't handle it. And it's 4th down and 12 with 1:22 left to go. The clock stops. So we'll have some area games for you next week. Axel's still alive. Nemaw Central's still alive. Centralia, same. Sabetha, we'll have to see about that score. Sabetha was up pretty heavily. They would take on Caney Valley if they would hold on against Riley County. Horak forced out of the pocket. Over the middle, throws deep, and that ball is going to be tipped incomplete, but it's broken up, and they're going to throw another flag. It's pass interference, and I think this one was actually a good call. It's Gavin Kane wrapped around the back of, again, Jack Donovan, the freshman from Rossville. First one I thought was a bad call, but this one I think is justified. That will set them up inside the red zone for the first time today. 1:14 left to go. Rossville looking to get just a garbage time score here at the end of the game, as their season will come to a close with a final record of 5-5. And Coach Hamas will probably have a few things to take away for next season throw is going to be over the head of Tayson Horak and incomplete. Looking for a little dump-off pass to the near side. Rolled to his right. Clock stops to 107 left to go. Omaha Central is going to get out of here with a victory. Three rushing touchdowns for Cooper Hike before he left the game. Rushing touchdown for Carter Hike. Passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown for Braden Uphaus. A receiving touchdown for Gavin Kane. Throw underneath. Tayson Horak makes the catch. Gets the 15. Taken up. Excuse me. Tripped up at the 13-yard line. A gain of just two. The clock continues to roll. After the running house tackle. That was very well done in open field. The junior. Playing quarterback. Excuse me. Cornerback. Beg your pardon. 40 seconds of counting left. Empty backfield, Camden Horak, two receivers near, two to the far. Immediately under pressure, he'll be wrapped up, and he will be taken down for a sack. Jonah Dieters, he wrapped around the ankles earlier. This time he does the same thing, and finally, able to get the sack. That is his third of the year. All the way back to the 20-yard line, that's a loss of 12. And Horak's rushing numbers are starting to suffer because of it. So it's 4th and 15 from the 21. And Horak has plenty of time throwing for the end zone. Got a man. That is going to be caught for a touchdown. Jack Donovan. Johnson got interfered with twice as the clock has hit zero. So get some fireworks in the end zone as Nemoth Central will advance. And they will not do the two-point attempt. So the final score will be 36-13. So how about the Thunder? They continue to roll here as they dominate the Bulldogs. We'll step aside for a break. We'll come back with your post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Your final score, it's Nemoha Central 36, Rossville 13 here in our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Suter Building Supply in Seneca right now is featuring some specials for you in their Black Friday Countdown Flyer. Featuring hand tools, paint, caulking, DeWalt, and Milwaukee cordless tools, other corded power tools, and supplies you or your handy person might need. Many would make some great gift ideas for the holidays. So pick up a flyer at the store, but hurry. The Black Friday Countdown Specials end November 15th. That's Suter Building Supply in Seneca at 105 North 1st Street. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Omaha Central defeats Rossville Vince as the sectional round. Final score 36-13. Let's take a look at your stats from today's contest. First for Rossville. Kendon Horak was 9 of 22 over the air with 127 yards and two passing touchdowns, including on the final play of the first half and the final play in the second half. He had 15 carries for just 6 yards as well. As for his brother, Taysen Horak, he had 4 carries for 9 yards. And as for the wide receiver turned running back for the majority of the second half, Braden Hensley, he had 5 carries for 30 yards. Aaron Kleesaf, he had 5 catches for 66 yards, and Taysen Horak also had 2 receptions for 40 yards and a touchdown, and Jack Donovan had 1 reception for 21 yards and a touchdown. As for the victors, Cooper Hike, before he left, he had 115 yards and 3 touchdowns. Braden Uphouse, over the air, 117 passing yards. He also had 8 carries for 25 rushing yards. Carter Hike, the freshman, steps in relief and has 20 carries for 121 yards and a rushing touchdown. And also Gavin Kane had 3 receptions for 73 yards and a touchdown. 3 receptions for Wade Leonard. That was with 19 receiving yards, 1 catch for 13 for Cooper Hike, and 1 catch for 12 for Stahlbomber. Overall stats from today's contest, a total of 378 yards of offense, which is right around the season average for Omaha Central. How about Rossville averaging 400 plus yards coming into today's contest, held to just 172 with only 1.9 yards per carry and 45 rushing yards in those 127 passing yards. So overall, it was a dominant performance from the Omaha Central defense, and in that entire second half, only 22 yards of offense for Rossville. So it was just not a good day for the Bulldogs overall. Let's take a look at how things unveiled. It was 5 consecutive 3-and-outs for the Omaha Central defense, and Omaha Central got a touchdown on each and every single one of their drives. It was the first 3 drives all capped off by Cooper Hike rushing touchdowns, including a 32-yarder on the 3rd drive of the game, which went for an 81-yard drive with 9:14 left in the second quarter. But their next drive, which was started with a Colden Bass kick, or rather a blocked punt, that drive is when Cooper Hike left the game. We still aren't sure why. We don't want to assume anything. But he did not return to this game, and Carter Hike stepped up in a big way. That drive was capped off by a Gavin Kane 12-yard receiving touchdown after getting it from the Rossville 42-yard line to make it 24-0. And then Rossville got a touchdown from Taysen Horak on a 38-yard touchdown reception with just 12 seconds left in the half on kind of a Hail Mary-esque play. It was batted up in the air and caught by Horak in the end zone. Out of the break, a methodical drive that lasted 6 minutes and 44 seconds was capped off by a 5-yard rushing touchdown by Carter Hike for his first and only of the day. And then Braden Uphouse got a touchdown on the next drive. It was from 1 yard out to make it 36-7. And then they wouldn't score in the fourth quarter. They didn't need it, but a garbage time touchdown for Jack Donovan with the clock hitting 000 is how this one came to a close. You're listening to our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll come back with your player of the game back in a moment here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what course is transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
all I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score, Nemaha Central defeats Rossville 36-13. They'll take on Humboldt, who won their game against Osage City 26-21. The game will be at Humboldt due to the east-west deal that they have for Acacia. So the furthest east school in the sectional round will be played at the furthest east school, so that's Humboldt. There'll be a three-hour trip down to Humboldt, Kansas for the Thunder next week. So that'll be very interesting after the Cubs with a bit of a thunder today. As how about a couple of Southeast Kansas schools advancing to the sectional round with them in Caney Valley, a region that has not been very good with sports in pretty much recent memory. But here in this one, again, 36-13 was our score. Take a look at some of the area scores that I've been able to gather so far. We have Wetmore defeating Burton 63-7 at six-man. They advance to take on Cunningham, the number one overall team in the state next week. They are unbeaten at 10-0 after winning last night. Lebo was able to defeat Frankfort 46-0 in 8-man D2. And Canton Galva was able to defeat Hanover Hanley, so both the Wildcats are done at the 8-man D2 ranks. Axel won last night 50-0 over Central Christian from Hutchinson, so they are now 10-0 as well. They will take on Osborne, who beat Colony Crest 34-6. Troy St. Mary's, last I saw, it was 12-0. Haven't seen anything recently, but be sure to stay tuned for our Community National Bank High School scoreboard show afterwards, which is our last one of the season. We also have Centralia defeating Jefferson County North 34-8. Panthers are now 10-0 on the season, number one in Class 1A. Sabetha defeats Riley County, and the Blue Jays, looking at the bracket, will take on Caney Valley next week as Sabetha improves to 8-2 on the year, and Riley County's upsets fall short in the regional round after defeating Silver Lake on the road last week. Nemaha Central, as mentioned, 36-14 win, taking on Humboldt next round. By the way, Humboldt was actually an upset win in week one, so they are really moving up the ranks here. They were the number three seed in their district. Bolton defeated Bishop Moore handily 56-0, and St. James beat Atchison last night handily in Class 4A. So those are a quick look at some of your scores around the area. I might have one more maybe for you. St. Mary's, here we go. St. Mary's wins over Troy 26-0, so the Bears move on after defeating Jackson Heights last week, and Reagan Hartman and the Trojans' season unfortunately coming to a close, but man, Hartman is a fantastic basketball player, so have a chance to get some redemption on the hardwood. We'll go ahead and now crown our player of the game. This one was kind of a tough one with Cooper Hike leaving the game early. Carter Hike did a good job filling in, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to Holden Bass, who had two sacks and a blocked punt. He was a big factor for this team's defense, so I'm going to give it to Holden Bass, the junior defensive tackle for the Thunder. Farmer State Bank in Onega is your sponsor for your player of the game. In Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. That's going to do it here from Seneca. Once again, your final score, Nemaha Central, on to the sectionals. They defeat Rossville 36-13. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Kirk Hillman, fantastic job back in the booth, making it sound good here today. And that's going to be it for me, Jared Sluppy, as we are going to go ahead and get you ready for next week's action. Final score, once again, 36-13, Nemaha Central defeats Rossville. That's going to do it from Seneca. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.